نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
Every person should try to ensure that only halal money comes into the house. And not only halal money, only halal items come into the house. Because a person may bring halal money, but he may buy an item which is not halal. So only halal money should come into the house, only halal items should come into the house, and only halal and permissible actions should take place in the house. We all need to strive a little bit. As far as deen is concerned, as far as halal and haram is concerned, we are not very particular. Those people who are sitting here in the gathering today, they are those people who are associated to deen, alhamdulillah. Majority of us, we go to the masjid, we have love for ulama, we have love for deen, we have love for deeni works in this gathering. So I am talking about this group that is seen as associated to deen. Even we are not particular in regard to halal and haram as much as we should be. There are certain things which I have adopted as deen in my mind, that I can never do this, I will never do this. Other than those things, everything else is very light for me. So each person has his own haram and halal. Now we have to learn all the do's and don'ts, and we have to try our utmost to carry out the do's and stay away from the don'ts. My young brothers also, my young friends, please. Death can come any time. Death does not discriminate between young and old. And why we are being told to do certain things and stay away from certain things is so that we can become successful after we depart from this world. So those people who advise us, those people who guide us, they are our well wishers. They want to see the better for us in the everlasting life. This life is very temporary. Before I conclude, I will just put one point forward to you, the young, old alike, that if we want to understand the length of this life, don't look at the year ahead of you. Look at the year that has gone. So we are in August at the moment, and if we look at August to August, 2018 to 2019, it seems a very long time, 12 months. In order to understand these 12 months, look at the 12 months that have gone. 2018 to 2017, look at the 12 months. Time flies. I am 55 years old, and if I yearn to live till 110, and if I look at the 55 years ahead of me, oh, 55 years. If Allah was to tell me today that you still have 55 more years to live, I will become relaxed. I can prepare for my hereafter because I've got 55 years. Look behind and see where the 55 years have gone. What have I achieved in 55 years? And we may come to this conclusion that from the worldly perspective, I have achieved a lot. I have my own home, I have my own shop, I have my own factory. I have status amongst the community. I have a bank balance of £30,000. I have wife, I have children, I have friends. But from the deeni perspective, what have we achieved? If we make a list of things that we have achieved from the deeni perspective, from the do's and the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I or you were asked to make a list of those things where you are 100% clear, we will fail. We will not be able to put down one thing. Fasting, yes, there was a time 10 years ago, 15 years ago where I missed fasts. Salat, there was a time when I wasn't performing Salat properly. Safeguarding the gaze, I'm not doing it. Safeguarding the ears, I'm not doing it. Safeguarding the tongue, I'm not doing it. We will not find a single thing where we have accomplished anything. And these are the limbs we are talking about. What about the heart? In the heart we carry so many things. Malice, rancor, hatred, jealousy. Many of us attend weddings like we are here today. I hope it is not the case today. But we attend weddings and we have rancor for that very person who has invited us. We only attend the weddings to show our face to the people. But we actually dislike the person who has invited us. We will attend the wedding, we will go for food as well, but we hate that person. And because we have a disliking for that person, throughout the wedding function, inside, we feel jealous about everything. Why did he find a very good son-in-law? Why is his daughter getting married in a good family? Why is the son getting married? Because of that anger. We don't even feel happy during happy moments. So if we are unable to find happiness during happy moments, how can we expect to find happiness in the hereafter? This is all the result of staying away from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, my friends, let us all make dua for each other. I will make dua for you, you make dua for me as well. Because we need to support each other, we need to help each other. We are all in need, we are all in the same boat. We are all walking on the same path. Nobody has reached Jannat yet. Even the most pious person is still on the road to Jannah. He hasn't reached Jannah yet. So we are all in need of each other's prayers. Let us pray for each other. Let us pray for the whole Ummah. Let us learn. Let us practice. And let us pass on. Maulana spoke for 15-20 minutes. I have spoken for about 10 minutes. Majority of you are not ulama, so you may not be able to remember everything. But you'll be able to remember one thing at least. So pass it on to your wives. Pass it on to your parents. Pass it on to your children. We can talk about everything in the world, but we feel shy to talk about deen to our parents. Why? Why should we feel shy? Even the ulama and the tablighi brothers who are engaged in deeni works, they find it easy to talk about deen to the strangers, but not their dear and near ones. Why? Mustafa can talk to strangers. Why not his sons? Why not his wife? Why not his brother? It is we who have created these barriers. We should have more feeling for our dear and near ones. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to talk to his near, Ya Safiyyata. Ya Safiyyata bint Abdul Muttalib. His aunt, he would say, Oh Safiya, oh my aunt, oh my poopy. Ankidhi nafsaki minan nar. Ya Fatima, ankidhi nafsaki minan nar. He would talk to the dear and he was more concerned about dear and near ones. It's natural. So let us make a resolution, inshallah. Let us make a resolution that from today, every week we will find some improvement in our lives as far as deen is concerned. Some improvement, even little bit. Even little bit. Until last Friday, for whole week, I was not reciting Subhanallah. From this Friday, I will recite Subhanallah at least once a day. So that's an improvement. The next Friday, something else. Third Friday, something else. In 52 weeks, you will find 52 new things. So even if you begin to recite only one thing once per day, in 52 weeks you will be reciting 52 items once per day. If we can change overnight, Alhamdulillah. But I'm not telling you to change overnight. If you can't, at least little bit change, little bit. May Allah accept us all and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us happiness and comfort in this world and also the hereafter. May Allah keep us all in Jannah together. May Allah grant lot of barakah, lot of khair and lot of love between the dulha, dulhan, bride and the bridegroom. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a very prosperous life. As far as dunya is concerned, as far as deen is concerned, may they both become the coolness of the eyes of both families for all of us, and may they become a means of salvation in the hereafter for all of us. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات وكما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو عافیت کا، فضل و عنایت کا، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. الہ العالمین آج کے اس نکاح میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما، دلہا دلہن کو محبت عطا فرما، مودت عطا فرما، انس نصیب فرما، الفت نصیب فرما، اتفاق اور اتحاد والی زندگی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ان دونوں کو بدناظرین کی نظر سے، شریروں کے شر سے، مفسدین کے فساد سے، حاسدین کے حسد سے، بلاؤں سے، آفات سے، بلیات سے محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں خوب خیر و برکت نصیب فرما، انہیں اولاد صالح نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو خدمت دین کا ذریعہ بنا. اس نکاح کو تقوی میں، دینداری میں ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا. اس نکاح کو گناہوں سے بچنے کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین، آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے لیے جو جو دعائیں فرمائی تھی، اپنی اولاد کے لیے جو دعائیں فرمائی تھی، وہ ان دونوں کے حق میں ہم سب کی اولاد کے حق میں قبول فرما. یا رحم الراحمین, آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے جو اچھے اچھے اوصاف بیان فرمائے ہیں ان سے ان دونوں کو متصف فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں موت کی فکر نصیب فرما, آخرت کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اسلامک دعوی اکیڈمی میں آئندہ کل ختم قرآن کا جو جلسہ ہو رہا ہے اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما, پورے عالم میں قرآنی تعلیمات کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا, پورے عالم میں تلاوت کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا, قرآنی علوم کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا, قرآنی اعمال کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا. آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما, ختم کرنے والوں کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, ہم سب کو قرآن سے وابستہ کر دے, ہمیں قرآن کی تلاوت کی توفیق عطا فرما, اس کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکی وہ بھی عطا فرما, سب کی حاجتیں پوری فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, پریشانوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ کو عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو ہدایت عطا فرما, سب کو ہدایت عطا فرما, سب کو ہدایت عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين, سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك.